Elizabeth Warren is starting her political career close to the top as a United States senator.
You did what everyone thought was impossible. You taught a scrappy first-time candidate how to get in the ring and win.
During her acceptance speech, Warren thanked and congratulated her supporters.
Despite the odds, you elected the first woman senator to the state of Massachusetts.
Warren will be one of 20 women senators in the next Congress, a record breaker. Some pundits are calling this the Year of the Woman, Redux. The original, quote, Year of the Woman occurred 20 years ago when 7 Senate seats went to women in 1992.
People are supposed to be hysterically happy over the fact that we now have 20 among 100 senators.
Barbara Kellerman is a lecturer in public leadership at the Harvard Kennedy School. She says that in 2012, Americans are still unaccustomed to women in political power. After all, women make up half of the population, but only 1/5 of the U.S. Senate.
The climb remains uphill. The numbers remain relatively small.
Small as the numbers may be, women candidates, like their male counterparts, cannot get elected without powerful supporters.
Really, it's a banner year for women in politics.
Cambridge-based philanthropist and political activist Barbara Lee says it's her mission to build what she calls the New Girl Network to counteract the old boys' school of the U.S. Senate. If Karl Rove and conservative super PACs were among some of the biggest losers this election, spending millions of dollars on unsuccessful candidates, Lee was one of the winners. Lee spent nearly $500,000 on political contributions this year, making her the 6th largest donor in Massachusetts and the 3rd most generous supporter of Democrats. She supported Warren and other progressive women nationwide running for governor and the Senate. She also contributed to super PACs like Planned Parenthood Votes and Emily's List, an organization that works to elect pro-choice Democratic women to office.
I make contributions to and help individually, you know, women whose values are like mine, women who are pro-choice, pro-equality, and women who in general have progressive values.
Lee also promotes senatorial girl power through her foundation, the Barbara Lee Family Foundation, which conducts focus groups and phone surveys to figure out what women need to do to win elections. The foundation's most recent report is called Pitch Perfect: Winning Strategies for Women Candidates. It finds that for women candidates, there is a strong correlation between being qualified and likable, which is not the case for men.
What we found is that language really matters for women, that they need to come across as confident, competent, and have a good understanding of themselves and of voters for voters to feel that they are competent and qualified.
According to the report, women do not have a lot of room to make mistakes on the campaign trail. Performing poorly in a debate or getting angry in public can be more detrimental to a woman's campaign than a man's. One potential strategy outlined in Pitch Perfect: respond quickly to a mistake with a succinct, straight answer, and then introduce third-party validators who can reinforce the candidate's qualifications. One example of this strategy: Elizabeth Warren in her second debate against Senator Scott Brown, responding to character attacks about her alleged Native American heritage.
I've answered the questions about how I was born, what I learned growing up, and also that I never used it for college, for law school, or to get a job. And remember, others have backed me up. The Boston Globe has interviewed 24 people on this. Charles Freed, Solicitor General of the United States, led the hiring committee and said we didn't even know about it until years later.
Lee says that Warren and other successful women candidates have already developed the winning strategies outlined in Pitch Perfect. Before Warren announced her bid for Senate, she sat down with Lee.
I had sent her our research and didn't hear back for quite a long time. And she called me up early one morning and said, I got your research. I read it cover to cover. I really wanted to reach you, but I was working for the White House and didn't think it was appropriate to call you until I left the White House. And that was yesterday. So I went right over to her house and met with her to talk about the research and, you know, the issues that women all face when they're running for office.
The research, released to Democrats and Republicans, is presented in colorful booklets that read like insider tips.
What Elizabeth did, which is actually what Hillary Clinton did, and which now turns out to be something very valuable in the research, which is to go around, you know, your state and do a listening tour to hear about what voters think is important because it's so important for candidates to be in touch with voters' concerns and to have empathy for them, and then to have the skill sets like Elizabeth to be able to take action to help them.
So I just want to say to all of you, it's really on the line in this race. I am very grateful for all of the help, all of the guidance I've gotten here in Quincy.
Lee calls herself a booster and a supporter of candidates like Warren. At 67, Lee has the energy of a 30-something. Her office in Cambridge is filled with girl power kitsch, Barbie for president in the original box, and the inaugural July 1972 issue of Ms. Magazine with Wonder Woman for president on the cover. Lee has a pretty good track record. Since the late 1990s, she's helped elect 7 governors, 18 U.S. senators, and 12 U.S. representatives, all women. She's spent $1.5 million doing so.
Usually, every cycle, I give money to a lot of candidates, and I make contributions to different organizations that are helping candidates. And every year, several of those candidates get elected. And this year, almost all of them did.
Lee says many of the women she supported have become personal friends, like Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. I asked her if Clinton has started planning for a presidential bid in 2016.
Hillary, you know, needs a vacation. And I think that she's probably doing the American public a big favor by not making a big decision right now, because I think everybody needs a little time off before getting into the game of presidential politics for the next election.
But Lee is not taking any time off. She's still working for the day when she can add a picture of the first woman president to her collection of winning candidates. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.